You are listening to Troy and Tyler on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. We are a weekly trucking podcast, and all we talk about is trucking-related material and trucking only. Tyler, tell them how they can find us.
Yeah, you can definitely find us on TalkCDL.com, our number one spot. Also, Facebook.com/TalkCDL to listen to the show, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and any other podcasting app that you want. You can find us there. Thank you so much. Enjoy the episode.
All right, we are live now, Johnny Acid.
Are we live?
We're live here on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, today we're going to be talking about medical emergencies in tractor trailers. And, you know, we don't have a lot of data, but we just thought, you know, it would be an interesting subject because CDL Life has an article where a driver, the police started pursuing him, and they... thought he was trying to get away, but then they soon discovered he was passed out at the wheel and driving.
Passed out?
Passed out driving.
Oh, you mean like cardiac arrest passed out?
Not I don't know. It doesn't say what the emergency is.
Not like Johnny Acid passed out.
You know, he could have been Johnny Acid passed out. I don't know. Dare you ask me before the show, how would I goof on him? I'm not really goofing on him.
It's a tough one.
He's
man.
Alive. We can goof on him if he's alive.
I'm depressed already. How are you going to make this show funny?
Well, we don't have to make every show funny.
What's the point then?
It doesn't have to be funny.
I come on the show to laugh.
It could be a good show. We can talk about other things.
Try to slip my wrist.
Let me read the article, Johnny.
Go ahead.
Here, excuse me. And even you can find this on CDL Life, and Tyler will upload it and connect it over to them, guys. That way they get credit for it.
Thought you were going
to
read it.
I am going to read it.
All right, we'll read it then.
All right, we're going to read. Now, this happened, I guess, in Oklahoma because it's Oklahoma police pursuing a semi at slow speed isn't what it seems. According to the Durant Daily Democrat, police began pursuing the semi on Highway 69 on Wednesday when the driver didn't pull over for a traffic stop. At first, officers believed that the trucker was evading them until they realized that he was suffering from a medical condition and was unable to stop his truck. The pursuit took place from Stringtown to Atoka, a straight six-mile stretch of highway. Authorities say that the driver was laying unconscious on the steering wheel. And that's really when the article, you're sitting there going, wait a second. That said 6 miles he went. And then you read where it says authorities say that the driver was laying unconscious on the steering wheel.
How did he go straight?
That's exactly the mystery
that's
to me.
That's weird. That's probably why they tried to pull him over because he was weaving and stuff.
I don't know, but you know, for 6 miles, you know, think about it. Here, let me finish this sentence so I don't forget. Authorities say that the driver was laying unconscious on the steering wheel with his foot on the accelerator pedal as his truck traveled down the highway. Police were able to block the highway and set up spike strips to stop the truck. The trucker was transported to the hospital for treatment. Now, that's a good question, Johnny Acid. My question is the same one. Okay, I pass out at the wheel.
Right.
How can my truck stay straight for 6 miles on the highway like that? I would say that's the Lord. I mean, what else can you say? How else? You know what I mean? The guy's head was down, so he obviously couldn't see to steer and pretend he was passed out. And this ain't the first time this has happened. We'll talk about that in a second. But imagine that. You're a cop. You go to pull somebody over.
It's not like he's going to try and, you know, outrun the cops when his truck's governed at like 63.
And we've seen
unless he's O.J. Simpson.
Well, we've seen the video. He wasn't going that fast. It looked like maybe 30, 35. He just came creeping by. And, you know, credit to the cops for investigating it and realizing this guy is not being arrogant.
Surprised they didn't pull him out and shoot him.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. You know, you all of a sudden you're a cop and you know, cops have been getting a bad rap lately. And believe me, I respect cops, but, you know, you get somebody that goes, hey, he won't pull over, man. Oh, he tried to run me over.
Did he have a cardiac arrest or something?
I don't know. It's all it said. He was transported to a hospital for treatment.
You know what? There's probably more. I think I know the rest of the story.
Let's hear it.
Well,
where'd you get your information?
That's confidential.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
So I won't ask you to reveal your source.
Can I tell you now?
Go ahead.
Okay. I think he was driving down the road and he opened his paycheck and realized that they took lumper fees out twice.
So you think he passed out from being double charged on lumber fees?
I think that's what it was.
You're going to get hate mail.
Yeah, well, stand in line. I got plenty of that. Johnny, I get it from my ex-wife, too.
Johnny Acid, man, in the studio today. Man, I'm telling you.
I shouldn't be laughing about this guy's misfortune. Did he live?
Well, it sounds like he lived, you know, and we can all, you know, make light of it. But I will tell you, and my guess, Johnny, would be this is probably one of the reasons why we have DOT physicals.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Sure.
And if you look at DOT physicals, a healthy trucker gets what's called a 2-year card.
You say healthy trucker?
Well, what I mean by healthy.
That's like military intelligence.
It doesn't. You're saying it's an oxymoron?
Yeah, it's like jumbo shrimp.
a healthy trucker. And I know they're not easy to find.
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to put you all down like that. Well, just most of you.
Look, let's be honest, man. I trucked for many years, and
you were a lot bigger back then, I must say.
Well, I was. I was 40 pounds heavier myself. But let me tell you something. I've seen truckers with little skinny legs, and their bellies were hanging down to the freaking floor because they were going to get their money's worth at the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Sounds like a few girls I've dated in the past.
Yeah, well, I mean,
chicken legs and big stomach.
I could see you with them kind of girls.
Those are the kind of girls you meet at 2 in the morning at the bar where they have fresh stitches in their forehead and a protection from abuse order in their purse.
Yeah, well, listen, Johnny.
I don't mean to get off the rails here. I'm sorry.
We're talking about truckers here, man. All right, so anyways, you know, I spent many years on the road, and getting unhealthy is a very easy thing to do as a truck driver. Now, we'll kind of go over that for a second. Health problems come from sitting and doing nothing. Poor circulation.
Right.
The average trucker, and we've said this before, I think it's like 80% of all truckers have hemorrhoids.
Ouch.
High blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
High blood sugar.
Overweight.
Obesity. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And again, I was there. You know, 42 pounds I think I lost after coming off the road, praise the Lord. And look, it was from sitting and doing nothing. When you sit around and just feed yourself, and I used to eat just to stay awake. I would eat Snickers. I'd pull into a McDonald's and I'd grab a Big Mac, large fry, Coke, some apple pies, and that would be my dinner. And you eat McDonald's every day. You're really getting unhealthy. You've seen the movie Supersize Me, haven't you?
Oh yeah.
So you know, so with all that bad eating, bad exercising, just sitting with poor circulation going down the road, you're gonna have health problems.
Well, let's face it, that overpriced crap at the truck stops isn't exactly the healthiest stuff in the world.
And it's not the best tasting, but so we go back to these guys.
It's better than that lobster you fed me.
And that lobster. You know, that lobster is going to get mentioned on every damn show, I swear. So look, going back to unhealthy drivers.
Right.
This is why the DOT physical.
Sure.
And so now a healthy trucker, again, there's that oxymoron. A healthy trucker deemed, when I say healthy, I mean deemed healthy by his DOT physical.
Yeah.
He gets a 2-year card.
Right.
Now, a lot of your drivers, when their blood pressure is a little rising, a little what they call elevated, but passable. And by the way, what they look for in a blood pressure on DOT, if the low side is over 90 or above, you fail. They do not pass you usually at all.
Send you home.
Well, I mean, a lot of your carriers will give you, and it depends on the doctor and the carrier, but a lot of times, like for example, with the high blood pressure, they'll give you another day to maybe, because, you know, be honest with you, some truckers are just nervous and that makes their blood pressure go up. So they'll try to see if it was just a fluke, and maybe a couple hours later, the next day, they'll recheck them.
Mm-hmm.
The blood sugar, depending on the number, you know, they could be on their way home right away.
Well, maybe that could have happened to that guy too. I mean, you could go into a diabetic shock and, you know.
Yeah.
You keel over the wheel.
Well, look, and we'll go back to him here in a second, but talking about the DOT physicals, an unhealthy trucker, and I think the lowest they'll write is a 3-month card. So you can get a 3-month, a 6-month, a 1-year, a 2-year card where the doctor is saying, okay, you need to go get checked out by your home doctor, but I feel you're safe enough for 3 months. I mean, I don't know, but that's the way the DOT physicals work.
You know something? When I was recruiting, I had a guy who, he he passed the DOT physical, I don't know, like 6 months before, and he had his long form, so he was good to go without taking it again. And he signed up. And you know what? He called me up out of the blue, and he said, you know something? I could make it through orientation. Not a problem. I've already got my physical. He said, but you know something? I think there's something wrong with me. I don't feel safe. I don't want to put anyone in harm's way. So we eventually got the guy on board. But I got to tell you something, Troy. I was very impressed that this guy, he had the foresight and the knowledge to not put himself out on the road, even though he would have passed the physical. He didn't put himself out there because he didn't want to hurt himself or anyone else. So hats off to that guy. And he came back in and he got the job after he got it under control.
And you know what? I'd like to come back with a story of my own. I was in recruiting myself, and I was working for SMX.
Right.
Smithway Motor Express. They were a very, very good company. The owner, they were just very good people. And I had a driver that came in, and they were one of the, you know, some carriers accept the physical by your current doctor, and some have a policy saying we are going to do our own physicals. And usually it's probably because of their insurance company. And this driver comes in and he fails the physical.
Right.
And so what they do is they discover that this driver had a stent put in his heart, or if he just had some kind of a bad heart reading, or he had something to do with his heart a few years prior. And what they discovered was when you have any kind of a heart condition in trucking, you now have to automatically do a stress test. Now, I don't know if it's changed, but the rule of thumb was you automatically have to take a stress test every year. Okay.
I think that's smart.
Or every 2 years, but this guy hadn't had a stress test in years.
Oh.
Right. And they said his readings were bad in orientation. So they said to him, listen, we want you healthy. Be smart. Go home. Get a clean bill of health by your current doctor. Get a stress test. Get the readings. And you come back in and we'll hire you. You know what he did? Went back to his old company.
Did he really?
Yeah, exactly. Instead, it was much easier for him to just go, screw that. Now there's a perfect example of a driver like the one we started off talking about where he was passed out at the wheel because of a medical condition. Now, this guy was playing with fire, okay? And there was really no computer way of checking that he had gone to a carrier, because I think with HIPAA laws and all that other stuff, I don't know that carriers are even able to stick in computers. Driver was here and failed the physical. I know like a failed drug screen or something like that, if they terminate them, they have to report that. But I don't know that carriers report a driver couldn't get in because of his physical on the pre-employment. Now I'm not talking about after you've been there. So now here's a driver. I don't remember the guy's name. And I told him, I said, listen, brother, I said, I'm just telling you now, even if you don't come back to SMX, you really need to go ahead and get yourself taken care of, because, dude, you're going to be dead. You're going to be out on the road one day and somebody's going to find you at a truck stop dead. You got a heart problem right now. You need to get that taken care of. I said, your family and all is counting on you.
Sure.
And you know what? He was like, screw that. He was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And he never did. He went back. I think he went back to his old company and he hated that company. But it was much easier to just go get in a truck and start driving and not have to go through medical problems and yada, yada, yada. And that was probably 12 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. I have no idea if the guy's even alive. So hats off to your guy.
I know.
For saying, you know what, I want to be safe for me, for my family, the public. And, you know, boo to my guy, you know.
And you know what? He got it all taken care of and he came back on.
Oh, see, there you go. So it worked out. Praise the Lord. You know, so I would tell you, honestly, you've got to, and look, we're men And the reason I say that is because men...
Well, some of us are.
We hate funerals. We hate hospitals. We hate doctors. And me, as a man, I despise dentists. Anybody that's going to pinch me, needle me, you know, give me bad news, or possibly give me bad news, I don't want to hear that crap. But as men, I got to be honest with you. That's why most guys, once they hit that late 40s, early 50s, start dying of colon cancer, because they can go in for a simple procedure, have it checked out at that age when you're supposed to, and maybe be saved. And I'm going to be honest with you, that's happened to me. I went in, okay, and I got checked out. They found some stuff on me, cut it out, and guess what? I was good to go. Praise God again, you know? So I would tell you, as men, my advice to you out there, stay up with your physicals. Stay up with your health problems. And here's the other thing with truck drivers. We've noticed a lot of drivers over the years, you know, they'll come in and their blood pressure's out of whack. And you know what they tell me, Johnny?
What's that?
Yeah, man, I forgot my medicine. I just don't take it. I know I should be taking it. It's like, dude, it's like they got blood pressure medicine and they're not even taking it.
It's like me with my psych meds.
Yeah, well, you got to take them, don't you?
Can't you tell when I'm not on them?
I don't know.
You know, we should do a show when I'm off my meds.
Should we call it Johnny Acid Unplugged? No, but
yeah, that's funny.
But seriously, though, you know, that's what it comes down to. So now we go back to this guy that was, and we don't know what happened. And here's the other thing. As people, we're out there on the road. I've had drivers that discovered a condition after many years. I've had drivers come into different companies over the years and never had any problems ever. They get a physical, and now they discover their blood pressure is like 160 over 140 or something crazy, crazy number. And they're going, man, I just had a physical a year and a half ago, and it was perfect. And just like that, your body can go. So, you know, I would tell you, you know, stick with it. We've had drivers, Johnny, over the years, and we've done shows on drivers over the years where their cops literally had to, and we've seen kind of like highway heroes where there's a guy in a truck having a medical condition like the one we just read about, and, you know, maybe somebody gets up alongside him, just like in the movies, and has to jump onto the truck and get in and stop it before the guy gets crashed and killed.
That's my question. Like, this guy going down the road, how the hell they stopped the truck, man?
Well, the article says that they got the road blocked ahead and they got the stop sticks, which probably blew out the tires, slowed it down maybe to, you know, 5-10 miles.
Still going to roll, though. I mean, if you got a heavy load, it's
not going to roll. Why would it roll? If he's on a flat highway, he just blows it. They blow out the tires.
Good thing he wasn't going downhill.
Yeah, well, it technically, I don't know, I was going to make a joke. But no, seriously, we've got to try to stay up with our health. You know, trucking and health is a taboo. And I was talking to Ron on an episode. We've been recording all day, and Ron Henderson was in the studio this morning with his wife, and we were talking about, you know, when you get to the other end of your trip and you've been driving 12 hours or 10 hours or whatever, right? You know what? You're not looking to get out and exercise. You're not looking to go in and take a shower and get cleaned up. You're looking to just pull them air brakes on and put your head on the pillow. And, you know, and then by the time you wake back up, guess what you got to do? You got to do a pre-trip and get rolling. Next thing you know, all you've done for the last 24, 48, 72 hours was sit on your butt and lay on your back.
Mm,
yeah, except to get out and fuel.
Sounds like my job.
Sit on your butt and lay on your back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I do.
Sit on your butt and lay on your back. All right. That's cool, Johnny Acid.
Yeah.
But so there you go, man. Health issues, man. Medical emergencies. And here's the other thing, Johnny. You can pull it up all over the internet. Every year, there's X amount of drivers found in truck stops, rest areas, where they pull the brakes on, they go in the bunk, and they have a heart attack in their sleep, and they die. And it just happens, you know, to these guys, and they never come home again.
Then they get charged with truck abandonment.
Yeah, they're really not abandoning it. They're with it. How could they be abandoning it? They're kind of with it permanently.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, you're still gonna have to have someone pick it up.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll give you wives and husbands at home some advice for your trucker spouses. If you're listening to this, some good advice is to encourage them. you know, and look, we all know that certain people need to be encouraged in different ways. Some people you can say, listen, I made an appointment at the doctor's for you. You're going to get checked up for that one thing that's been bothering you. And some people you just got to kind of, you know, leave some information around, maybe by the John, pardon the pun, and let them read up on that. Hey, you know what? I was just going to ask you that, Johnny. Did you get a lot of John jokes? You know what I mean? No. John, get it, go to the John. All right, now, anyway, so going back to trucking.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. But anyways, we want to encourage our spouses when they come home to stay healthy. And maybe even as the wives at home, okay, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea when you're packing some meals for them to go back out on the road with, pack some healthy stuff and encourage them to eat in that manner versus at, like you said, Johnny, acid at the truck stops and the McDonald's and all that other stuff. Because
deep fried Twinkies.
Yeah, I would imagine deep fried Twinkies, you know, stuffed on a Big Mac.
They're really good, especially when you're stoned, dude.
Listen, I told you before, we've got little aspiring little truckers out there, okay?
And no, I'm talking about way back in the old days. I'm not talking about now.
Okay, Johnny Acid.
So. You should try it, though. It's really good.
Twinkies.
Seriously.
I've never had a deep fried Twinkie.
They sell them at Walmart now.
Shut up.
No. Frozen section. I'm serious. They're already deep fried. All you got to do is heat them up, man.
No way.
Way. Right next to the Doritos. Coincidence.
All right. So, well, there you have it. You know, Johnny, let's wrap this up, man.
Wait, hold on. I got a couple questions.
Oh, shoot, man. I'd love to get the questions going. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, I know this is kind of related. I know a lot of truckers hate those damn cameras, especially the ones that face in. Now, I think a lot of truckers think that camera's on all the time, like the eye in the sky, Big Brother. But isn't it true that thing only kicks on when something's going squirrely? Like, that guy was probably weaving all over the road. And because of the way the truck was acting, maybe the camera kicked on?
You know, that's a good point. And, you know, if you notice, the company was Schaefer, which is owned by Crete. It looked like a Schaefer truck, and they were pulling a Crete trailer.
Yeah.
So I have no idea if they were a Schaefer or a Crete driver, but my guess is it was one of the two. So that's a huge company. There's a good chance that they had the in-cab cameras. I would be very interested to know that, Johnny S. That's a very good question. Because if they did, you're right. Whenever something erratic happens, hit the brakes the wrong way, anything sudden or whatever the case is. Plus, they also have the ability to kick the monitor on from control center.
But it's not like someone's constantly watching. I think a lot of drivers think, man, they're watching me. They don't have time for that.
I always feel that somebody's watching me. You remember that song?
Please don't sing again.
I'm not going to. Johnny, listen to me. That's a whole other subject, the in-cab cameras. And I got to be honest with you, it's a good subject. You know why?
It could probably save your ass if you're on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If something happens, you can say, hey, look, man.
You know why it's a good subject?
Why?
Because it pisses people off.
But the cameras?
Oh my gosh, yeah. In-cab cameras, driver. There's a lot of arguments. In fact, we'll do probably many episodes on the in-cab cameras. But going back to this driver, I'd be willing to bet he's on film, passed out over the thing. And maybe they could rewind that tape just to see about when he does pass out. What does he turn blue? Is he white? Is he choking on something? You know, does he grab his chest? Is he having a heart attack? You know, there's many things. A seizure that can make you slump over your steering wheel.
You know, I put a few cameras in a few places I probably shouldn't have, but that's another show.
Yeah, that's, you know, Uncle Creepy.
The Uncle Creepy show.
The Uncle Creepy. So anyways, you got more questions on this? Johnny Acid?
That about covers it.
That covers it, man. All right, how about some advice for people that are slumped over a wheel? Oh, actually, I'm sorry. How about advice for people?
At that point, it's a little too late for advice.
You don't think they'll take advice at that point?
No,
how about advice for people before they get slumped over a wheel? And again, this may not be his fault. It might not be bad living, bad health, bad whatever the case. It might not be neglect on his health. This may be just something that happened. I mean, we you know, there's obviously things out there that we're not going to prevent. Okay, so, but how about advice for drivers that maybe their health is causing things like that? Do you have anything for them, Johnny Acid? Good advice.
Yeah. Just like the one driver that I told you about that recognized he had a problem. It's better safe than sorry. If you're out on the road or you're going out on the road and you don't feel right, you feel sick, you feel like maybe you're not going to be in control, that's the time to make the decision. Now, let's just, one other piece of advice for some of you guys out there. If you have to grease your hips to get into the sleeper, maybe you should get checked. Just saying.
Johnny Acid, I'm telling you. Grease your hips. All right, look, my advice is not quite the same, all right? But look, like I said before, if you're at home and you got a husband that is, honestly, look, we know if we're unhealthy or healthy. And sometimes it really does take a little encouragement. It takes that first step to get started. Get to the doctor, get on a program where you're getting healthy. Believe me, you know, that there's an old saying, Johnny, young men give up their health to chase money. And when they become old men, they give up their money to chase their health. So why work your butt into the ground, driving freaking 900 billion hours a week, eating, and that's what I hated. I would eat and get fat. I was there getting fat just to stay awake. I would eat Snickers and drink Coca-Cola, and I'd eat burgers and all kind of stuff, and I would eat all day long doing this, and that kept me awake. Well, I did it, right, to stay awake so I can make more money. Remember that old commercial where the guy goes, I do Coke so I can stay up, so I can do more work, so I can buy more Coke, so I can stay up, so right. I can work. And he was walking around in a circle. Well, eating like a pig is almost and look, again, I'm not calling truckers pigs, but I was. I really was. When you buy a whole bag of Snickers, literally a bag of Snickers was always at my side, and you're snacking on Snicker bars, and you have like 32 ounces of Coke, you're a pig. And I was a pig. And when you do that and sitting and doing nothing, you're going to get unhealthy. So my advice is you got to break that. There's a point where you got to just say, I stop. I'm done. Screw this. I'll go through the withdrawals, but screw this crap. I've got to stop. And you either do or you don't. And then, you know, you either become a statistic or you turn it around. I'm telling you, there's only two ways. Pray about it and try it. Go ahead, Johnny.
I'm just going to tag on to that real quick because, you know, women are a little different than men.
Women are different than men.
Like my wife will see some morbidly obese woman, and she'll go,
I'm going to play this for your wife.
She'll say, she's a little big. Big? She's a fat ass.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? So listen, this is for the spouses out there.
Johnny, don't be so brutal.
If your husband's a fat ass, don't tell him he's big, because he might think it's something else. Tell him he's a fat ass, all right?
Johnny Acid.
And don't feed him garbage when he comes home. I know he wants to eat. He wants a good home-cooked meal. But give him turkey or something, you know? Don't feed him, anything really fattening. You know, giving him lasagna and...
Johnny Acid unplugged. Yeah. All right. Well, look, honestly, so we're not calling truckers names, but we are saying, okay, if you're unhealthy, you know you are. I knew I was. I'm with you. I 100% was that guy. And there's a point when you get... You want to know what changed my life? One of the things that changed my life.
Roseanne.
No. Wife. Let me tell you what changed my life.
She's going to listen to this.
She can listen to it. Let me tell you what happened. My wife and I and our kids, we were over in Texas City.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the beach.
Yeah.
And we got home back in Florida about a month or two later. She's going through the pictures and she's showing me these pictures. Right. And this is when I had just gotten done trucking, right?
I remember those days.
And she's showing me these pictures. And I go, who's that whale of a man next, you know, with our kids? And she looks at me and she goes, honey, that's you. I said, shut up. It's not me.
Yeah.
And I looked at me and I said, oh my gosh, that's me. And I almost literally cried. I'll be honest with you. It was horrible to face that. And I'm going to tell you, but I deserve it. I'm going to tell you what I used to do. After I came home from trucking.
Yeah.
I would, you know, I was in recruiting, I was account executive, I was doing a freight brokering, all that stuff, right? And I would sit in bed at 10 o'clock at night and I would fill a mashed potato bowl with Fruity Pebbles and a quarter gallon of milk. Did that for about a year. Almost every night, I went through at least a half a box to a whole box of Fruity Pebbles or Lucky Charms. I love fruity cereals. And I would literally eat.
Yeah, I wonder why you like the fruity things.
Oh, here we go again.
I like Cocoa Pebbles myself.
But check this out. I would literally go through a box of cereal sometimes in a day. And that was at night after I got done eating three or four meals. And so I almost deserved to have that wake-up call when I looked at that picture. And I'm going, oh, my gosh. I said, Ruthann, that's me? And Yeah, it was me. And I prayed and I went through, you know, hell to lose the weight. You know, I went from like 242 pounds I was up to down to like 180, 185, man. I mean, it's, I'm telling you, I was there.
I was a porker. I was up to like 230 myself.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. That's why so, I don't smoke weed anymore.
And weed will make you
fat. Oh, you're not kidding. You'll gain a lot of weight.
And so, you know, realistically, you and I both can relate to the guys that you were saying are fat asses. Because the bottom line is, we were fat asses. And I hate to use that word, but it's true. We were. We fought to get rid of it. And we encourage anybody out there that's having a problem losing weight to get on some kind of a program. Because honestly, that is where health. Let me tell you something. Overweight leads to everything. It leads to stress. It leads to heart condition. It leads to cancer. It leads to osteoporosis. It leads to bad joints. It leads to prostate problems because you're constantly having to empty out. It's just a smorgasbord of diseases that you can get by being overweight. So, you know, Johnny Acid, he's a little rough around the edges the way he explained it. But, hey, he's being blunt. The bottom line is, we, you know, why lie to ourselves? Why buy the bigger outfit, Johnny? That's what we all have done, right? You know, when we get a little too big, we buy the next size bigger, and now we feel comfortable again. Until one day you go, oh, my God, I'm 10 sizes bigger than I used to be.
You don't want to be the guy slumped over the wheel on a slow-speed chase with spike strips ahead of you.
And again, we don't know that that was why he was passed out.
It was some kind of medical problem.
It was a medical problem, man. Yeah. And look, you only increase your odds when you are unhealthy. So again, talk CDL, health issues. Let's get in shape, truckers. Truckers across America, man. We got to start an exercise program on talk CDL. Let's wrap this thing up, Johnny. You got anything else to say? I'm going to say until we meet again, man.